what you need to know for this segment is Slujba Vnešni Razvedsky, SVR, Russian Civilian External Intelligence. At the start of each year, the Rezidentura received a report from the center that listed goals that it was supposed to meet. The SVR was not interested in anything that concerned UN politics, the UN resolutions, or other political UN BS. Why should we care about how this nation or that one is going to vote? That information was being reported by our clean diplomats. Instead, Sergei and his men were ordered to penetrate intelligence targets and recruit spies who could steal political, economic, technical, counterintelligence, and military secrets. The center ranked the targets according to their importance. Number one, the U.S. mission. Penetrating the U.S. mission was always our number one and most important priority, he said. Number two, the missions of the five permanent members of the U.N.'s Security Council, which included China, France, the U.S., and the United Kingdom. Its fifth member was Russia. Number three, the missions of Germany and Japan. Number four, missions operated by NATO members. Number five, New York City political circles, especially members of the U.S. Congress and employees who work for political think tanks in Manhattan. The SVR's primary target was the Council on Foreign Affairs, a nonpartisan group of experts who have offered advice about foreign diplomacy to top U.S. officials since 1921. Number six, New York financial institutions, including the New York Stock Exchange and major Manhattan banks. Number seven, New York University and Columbia University. Number eight, Russian and Jewish immigration groups, especially immigrants who still had some tie to Russia or showed sympathy to their former homeland. Number nine, foreign journalists, especially those who were assigned to cover the UN. Comrade J. He was the go-to man for the SVR intelligence in New York City, overseeing all covert actions against the United States and its allies in the United Nations. He personally handled every intelligence officer in New York, and he knew the names of foreign diplomats spying for Russia. This guy was important like you wouldn't believe, but he chose to help us in our cause. Columbia University, New York University, financial institutions, political circles. The Russians made it very clear that our lifestyle is their target. Now, as you may or may not know, in Russia, there's a very interesting dynamic that happens over there. The Russian hackers are allowed to hack pretty much anywhere and everywhere they want to hack, as long as it's not in Russia. So the Russian gangs and organized crime, folks like that, are out trying to steal all types of information from everywhere all the time. They're on dark web. They're on the legitimate web. They're everywhere. And they're trying to get your information. Now, we've talked before about different ways on how to make your defenses better, how to protect your information. And one of those key things we talked about was passwords. Passwords can give you a great start in protecting your information. A good strong password will help you a lot. A weak password, well, that's just like heading up the river. Bad news. Bad, bad news. But what are the trends in passwords? What do people do with passwords? One of the passwords that I use, for example, would take a hacker with a high-speed computer 525 decillion years to crack. In the business, that we call that a big number. But, I mean, how big is a decillion? So that's a 1 with 33 zeros after it. That's how many years it would take to crack one of the passwords I use. And that's just a password alone. But there are surprises out there because there are passwords being used by lots of folks that, well, let's just say they don't measure up quite so well. We're going to start with the top 25 of loser passwords. Now, if you hear your password mentioned here, don't tweet it out to me that I mentioned your password, please. Be a big boy or a big girl, put on the big boy pants, and change it. Uppercase, lowercase, special characters, mix it up, and please make it longer than 6 or 8 characters. Use that brain. Focus your efforts. build the synapses in your brain. Make them work. Create new connections. It'll stave off Alzheimer's. It's what we call not bad. Number 25, Star Wars. Yes, Star Wars is the 25th most common password as reported by Gizmodo.com for 2015. Congratulations. You've gone super tech. Number 24, the ever popular password is password. Password is a default password that comes on routers. It comes on everything you can think of as the default password. So please be diligent. Wake up. Get yourself a nice hot cup of coffee.
Damn good coffee and hot.
And make the effort and change it at least once. Get it started. There's no reason to not change the password from the default password of password. Is this making sense to anybody? It's not only the Russians that are looking to steal credit card, personal information, bankrupting you, destroying you, ruining your name, your family. They don't care. How long does it take? How much is it to invest in changing the default password from password, not to Star Wars, but to something else? Don't make it the name of your dog. Don't make it the name of your cat. And for God's sakes, don't name it after any Star Wars characters like Han Solo. Number 23, Solo.
I'm glad you're here to tell us these things.
You can't make this stuff up. With Star Wars being big this year, Star Wars passwords are dominating the top 25. Han Solo being one of the proud recipients of recognition, this four-character password can be cracked instantaneously, as can all 25 of these top ones here. None of these will take a computer even a fraction of a second to crack. So please think about what you're doing. Solo, number 23. Number 22. I couldn't pronounce it if I tried, but I think you're going to see the pattern. QWERTYUIOP. Really? The top line from left to right in your keyboard. That's it. That's your whole password. Cracked instantaneously. No effort whatsoever. The adversary's computer will not even yawn in making an attempt to crack that password. Number 22, the top line under the numbers. It's just another pattern. That's all it is. Computers pick out patterns very well, very easily. Number 21, back to the Star Wars theme. Topping Han Solo. Princess Leia is in the number 21 spot. Princess.
I am Princess Vespa, daughter of Roland, king of the Druids.
Oh, that's all we needed. A Druish princess. Funny, she doesn't look Druish.
Yes, Princess, Her Majesty, takes 0.0 seconds to crack. Number 20. Now, if you have to think about this one, I suggest you take your thinking cap off. Because the password that is the 20th most common is login. L-O-G-I-N, login. If that doesn't say anything about the brain power of America, I don't know what does. Only to be dwarfed by the ridiculousness of number 19. One word, Let Me In. Number 19, Let Me In. Just as easy as login and just as dumb as password. Number 18, we're going to go off the beaten path for number 18, but it's still just as hard. Monkey.
Shut up, monkey. I got company, dude.
Remember, don't use common words for your password. Don't use words at all. Did anybody ever get the password from the system administrator, capital P, the ampersand, $? W0RD123! Right? Just as a default to use so you can get in and reset your password. Why do you think they did something like that that was just complex just to get in the first place? Because that's when it's most vulnerable. When you're first establishing or setting up an account. It's not later on. It's right at the beginning. And if you drop that level of security to something like monkey, well, you're just making it too easy for someone else. Number 17. I'm assuming we're going right back to the Star Wars theme. Master. Jedi Master. If you're just joining us, this is the Reverse Deception Show on the Veritas Radio Network, Crusade Channel. We're going over the top 25 most ridiculous and useless and worthless passwords of 2015. So far, we've covered at number 25, Star Wars, number 24, Password, number 23, Solo, number 22, the top line of letters on your keyboard, number 21, Princess, number 20, Login, number 19, Let Me In, number 18, Monkey. Number 17, Master, as in Jedi Master. Which brings us to number 16. Again, off the beaten path, Dragon. Number 16 is Dragon. So the difficulty involved with Dragon is again 0.0 seconds. Adversary's not trying at all. Russian mob guys are going to come right in and they're going to walk all over you. What a waste of time, even putting a password in like that. Number 15, stepping it up a notch here. We're going to go from across the top level of letters. We're going to go to the top left, and we're going to start with the first two columns. So it's 1QAZ2WSX. The top of the left side, straight down, and then the next column, straight down. That's it. Super complexity. A lot of thinking going into this. Again, 0.0 seconds. There's nothing to these passwords, folks. I want you to know that. There's nothing that's going to stop any adversary from coming in and walking through your network and taking all your stuff. This is just ridiculous. And a lot of folks out there have these passwords. This is nothing that's surprising a lot of people out there. You're sitting out there saying, oh my gosh, he named my password. Yeah, did I? Not yet. How about number 14? 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1. Number 14. 111,111. That's it. 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1. You Lose. That's not even a challenge to crack that. Good Lord. Number 13. ABC123. Oh, yeah, that's it. Love it. Just love it. Number 12. We move one level up from all the letters in your keyboard. We're stepping it up a notch. And we're going to go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, wait for it, 8, 9, 0. We've gone from all the letters just straight across the numbers in your basic arithmetic progression. How delightfully super simple. Number 11, taking it to a new depth, we're going to quote Windows, and we're going to say welcome. So obviously, somebody is using the welcome screen in Windows to help remind them of what the password is that they have on the system. Here we go with the top 10, folks. Top 10. In the number 10 position, baseball. That's it. Just baseball. It's a real letdown, isn't it? To think that these are the most dominant. And of course, these top 25 passwords being the most common, obviously, there are more of these types of passwords than there are people using good, strong passwords with combinations of special characters, upper, lowercase, and numbers, things like that. Is there any wonder whatsoever on why so many computers get hacked all the time? This is not brain surgery. Not at all. Number 9. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. That's it. That's number 9. No comment. Number 8. I have less than no comment for number 8. Number 8 is just ridiculous.
2 bats. 3 fabulous flyers. What? Nothing? Nothing happened. Where's the confetti? Where's the balloons? Isn't 3 the number of the day? What? Oh, we're not finished counting. Ha-ha. Yes, Sasha, where were you, my pet? Oh, well, never mind. You're here now. Let's keep going. We had 3 bats and 1 more. Sasha makes 1, 2, 3, 4 all together.
1, 2, 3, 4. Number 7, football. We had baseball, now we have football. Number 6. Number 6 has been in the same position of number 6 for the last 3 years. Here it is, folks. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Let me repeat that again, just in case anybody missed it out there. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. That is the complex password holding the number 6 place in stupid passwords for 2015. Number 5. An all-time favorite.
What's the combination? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Yes. That's amazing. I've got the same combination on my luggage.
Yes, that's right. Definitely a Spaceballs favorite. Number 4. Number 4 is only half as good as the top row of letters. It is better known as the name of the keyboard. QWERTY. QWERTY. As embarrassing as that is, QWERTY is number 4. Number 3, adding complexity from number 5, but down from number 6, we have the infamous 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Yes, that's about as good as it gets, I have to admit. And then number 2, the amazing number 2. Number 2 is password. However, this time, this password has a 0 where the O is. That's the twist. That's the whole thing, ladies and gentlemen. That has put a new dimension into how we look at passwords, hasn't it? Yeah, I don't think so. Because even with that 0 in there, the complexity of that password, it will be cracked instantaneously too by any hacker out there. And holding the revered number 1 spot for the last 4 years in a row of complex passwords for dummies or idiots, I'm not really sure which, is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. That's it. Let me repeat that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. That is the whole password. That's it. If that is your password out there today, don't tell me who you are. Don't tell anybody who you are. Put your head in the sand and change your password. Just change it. Don't wait for your kid to come up and tell you that your password's messed up. And again, don't change it to your kid's name with their birth date. Don't use your social security number or the last 4 of your social security number with your birth date or your place of birth or something like that. Make it completely anonymous. Make it completely separate from you, like my password. I didn't just come up with my password. It took a while for me to think about what I want that one to be. And guess what? I have about 40 different passwords. That's right. I have about 40 different passwords, and I change them all the time. And you know where I keep a copy of my passwords? Nope, not in an Excel file. I write it down. Remember that thing we talked about a couple weeks ago, pencil and paper? It works really well. It protects you from computer hackers. Computer hackers are not going to get what you wrote down on a piece of paper. Don't be somebody who's out there using passwords like this. Step up your game. You listen to Greg Carpenter, Reverse Deception Radio, here on the Veritas Radio Network Crusade Channel.
There's antimony, arsenic, aluminum, selenium, and hydrogen, and oxygen, and nitrogen, and rhenium, and nickel, neodymium, neptunium, germanium, and iron, americium, ruthenium, uranium, europium, zirconium, lutetium, vanadium, and lanthanum, and osmium, and astatine, and radium, and gold, protactinium, and indium, and gallium, and iodine, and thorium, and thulium, and thallium. There's yttrium, ytterbium, actinium, rubidium, and boron, gadolinium, niobium, iridium, and strontium, and silicon, and silver, and samarium, and bismuth, bromine, lithium, beryllium, and barium. There's holmium, and helium, and hafnium, and erbium, and phosphorus, and francium, and fluorine, and terbium, and manganese, and mercury, molybdenum, magnesium, dysprosium, and scandium, and cerium, and cesium, and lead, praseodymium, and platinum, plutonium, palladium, promethium, potassium, polonium, and tantalum, technetium, titanium, tellurium, and cadmium, and calcium, and chromium, and curium. There's sulfur, californium, and fermium, berkelium, and also mendelevium, einsteinium, nobelium, and argon, kryptonium, radon, xenon, zinc, and rhodium, and chlorine, carbon, cobalt, copper, tungsten, tin, and sodium. These are the only ones of which the news has come to Harvard.
Reverse Deception. We'll be right back on the Veritas Radio Network's Crusade.